Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Michelle. So Michelle, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yes, I'm Michelle Wispelay. I am the COO and co-founder of Femgevity Health. We are a science-backed menopause telemedicine company. I am in New Jersey, not too far outside of Manhattan.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this business?
So I've been in the diagnostic lab industry. That was my background for 20 plus years. And from working in molecular genetics and pathology and cytology and women's innovation testing, I've seen a huge dearth in what's been available to women going through their perimenopause and menopause years and the options on how to prevent disease and really live optimal throughout. After even these menopause years. And from there, that's why I've really been gained insight that menopause treatment has been lacking the science and the diagnostic background to it as a main pillar to be able to create personalized treatment plans. And that's what really led me to dive in deeper with, you know, my business partner, my other co-founder, to birth Femgevity.
Awesome. So I guess like it's one thing to obviously see this need in the market, but how did you actually go from saying, hey, listen, I see this, to, you know, finding your co-founder and starting this business?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I learned that people actually have a business idea and don't have a co-founder. Ours was very organic. My co-founder, business partner, we actually worked together in France before we even thought about Femgevity. So it really was very natural and came to fruition at a time that we were both looking to leave our full-time careers and dive into this femtech industry and bringing a solution that we weren't creating a problem. There's an actual problem with the way menopause and perimenopause is treated. And we have a solution for it based on, you know, our clinical backgrounds. And that's how really it just came together very naturally and seamlessly, effortlessly.
That's awesome.
Actually. Yeah.
So can you just talk more about like what the pricing structure actually looks like? Like, are you billing hospitals or the patients themselves? Like, what does that look like for you?
So there's a couple tiered approaches. Right now it's D2C, B2C, it's a tiered pricing model, employer solution, subscription based. We have three options for the states that we're not in. We have an option for women to still have lab reviews and treatment recommendations and to speak to a menopause specialist, and we'll collaborate with their doctor on the recommended personalized treatment plan that we would do. And we give a couple tiered options for one, to make it cost effective for patients to be able to bring this type of concierge service, telemedicine service to women in all demographics and financial areas that you may be in at that time. And also for it to be reliable and accessible. And we have our bread and butter is our plus plan, which is, you know, where it's just really focused on menopause, some of the gut microbiome. And if you wanted to dive a little bit deeper and you have a much more complex issues going on, you can do our health executive plan, which covers your micronutrients, your allergies, your food allergies, your genomic and genome sequencing, cancer testing, and things like that too.
Makes sense. So as of right now, what would you say is your biggest challenge in the business?
I would say our biggest challenge right now is really, I would say, growth marketing, right? Why you're in this stage of VC fundraising, because it is a really tough time to be raising institutional money. And you're running on a lean budget with only so much that you could do with growth marketing with Meta and Google and SEO. I would say that is like our biggest Achilles heel currently right now.
So I guess like in terms of growing this business, obviously like you mentioned that you're looking to raise money, but in terms of how have you been getting your current customers? Is it been, you know, Google, Facebook, SEO, or Are there other channels that you've used as well that have worked well for you?
Yeah, it is Meta, Google, SEO, paid ads, and we've been getting a lot, we get a lot of referrals. So what we're doing and our treatment protocols and how we're approaching longevity for women and optimal health, people feel better. They come back and they refer their friends and their family that are also having the same pains and send them to us too. So that's been a really big referral. The referral network has been really big.
Makes sense. So in terms of scalability, like what is your goal in terms of revenue, like in terms of like where you're at now and what you're looking to get to for 2024?
So we have a whole operating model and financial projections, which I can't really elaborate on here. But it definitely, the projections based on like what we raise and we plan to put into our growth marketing come 2024, it is definitely going to more than triple. And make a really significant impact to be able to get out to more women.
That's awesome. So like, what do you think is like the biggest obstacle, you know, between like now and getting to where you want to be, like tripling your revenue?
Fundraising, 1000% fundraising. You need institutional partners to be able to help spearhead that.
Have you raised money at all so far? Or has it all been bootstrapped?
Bootstrapped, and we've also raised some too.
Okay, makes sense. So in terms of, can you talk more about, because so you mentioned that you're only in certain states. So like, what does that actually mean? Like, what does that look like? Because I think that, you know, many people don't understand all these sorts of regulations state by state. So what does it actually mean in terms of like getting into more states, or even like if you wanted to scale globally with that, you know, legally, what would that look like for you?
Yeah, it's a very big legal process. Well, it was more of a legal process in the beginning, right? Because we had to get an MSOPC model formed, so non-physicians can order a physician practice. Right. And what that means is, the first three states that we formed it in was New York, New Jersey, and Florida. So every state that we go out and apply, it's cost money, and our head PC doctors. Also need to be licensed in those states and are nurse practitioners. So it's an overseeing MD, and our nurse practitioners are seeing the patients and doing the consultations. So we're actually in addition, just recently, Texas, PA, Illinois, we're waiting on California. So in every one of those states, there's application fees for each nurse practitioner, multiple application fees, and for the MDs that are the PCs. And then there's also legal fees too, because you have to file licensures and documents and things like that. And it's a little bit of a process. Now it's just like, you know, it's on autopilot. So it's a matter of just like submitting some paperwork, but you can't operate in those states, and you could see patients and do consultations and give recommended plans like we do for our essential plan. But you can't actually prescribe or order labs or things like that for those patients if you're not licensed in those states to treat them.
Makes sense. So if somebody signed up, for example, for your premium plan, can you just talk more about like what that customer journey would look like for them?
Yeah. So they are going to come to us, and their first appointment will be a 45-minute consultation. And we really dive in deep with their family history, how they're feeling, what they're taking, what their goals are, and their current goals and their long-term goals for health, because that's really going to help us to map out a personalized health plan. And what we do is we actually don't treat anyone or give any type of personalized treatment plans until we send them for our full proprietary labs. And then they come back 2 weeks later, and based on their data, symptom analysis, and lab analytical data, that's where we craft our personalized treatment plans. And it goes on from there. And there's monthly check-ins and unlimited support and access to your nurse practitioners and our doctors and various other services that are included in the plan too.
Makes sense. But how, like, I guess like, how do you minimize churn, right? Because you probably have some people who might get their plan and then just cancel. So how do you just, you know, prevent people from canceling? Well,
yeah, that's a great question. And they can, but it's not, going through perimenopause and menopause is not a one and done. It's a balance, and it's a tweak. And it takes several months. It could be weeks or several months for someone to feel better and feel like they're on a good path. And the way you prevent turn is our turn rate is very low. And because we're science backed, and we get a lot of patients from some of our competitors because they're not doing it the way we're doing it. And we use analytical AI data and machine learning to create these precision treatment plans and that kind of medicine. So that is how we prevent our churn and making sure that it is completely personalized, geared to that one woman, and it's not the same patch or progesterone or just the same HRT that women have been used to getting in the same song, really.
Makes sense. About how many customers do you have right now?
We have several hundred customers, and we've only been going since April.
Awesome. So, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. So in terms of, you know, obviously now that we're wrapping up 2023, so what would you say is your top priority? Like, you know, obviously, as you mentioned, raising money, but like besides raising money, as we wrap out this year?
Our growth marketing to really extend our runway out to more women and capture more of the audience that we're targeting.
Makes sense. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
I didn't realize the value when I first started this company as much to network and not networking. That's the wrong term to use. Ask questions. Don't be afraid if you don't know the answer. The value, and to, I wish I trusted that there's more people out there that are willing to help than not help in this startup world, especially women in femtech. It's really this ecosystem and tribe, and there's so many other founders out there and advisors that are open arms to help you. And I underestimated that in the beginning. And I think if I would have embraced it a little bit more, I could have maybe prevented some mistakes that we've made. But on the other hand, I think mistakes aren't a bad thing. Mistakes are opportunity to learn and to do better and to motivate you.
Could you share some of those mistakes that you made, like, you know, early on, and maybe like, you know, how you pivoted and overcame them to get to where you are now?
I mean, we make mistakes every day. It's a great question. I'm trying to think what's the best one to capture. I think, you know, instead of diving into, here's a good one. So going through creative people to do like your creative ads and marketing, we made a couple mistakes where we were quick to hire people and bring them on. And now what we do, we give them a task and, you know, have them do like a landing page or some type of design to see how they do before we go through the whole song and pony, where we give them a project to do and it doesn't get done. And then we're finding out afterwards that their work is less than par of what our expectations are. So now, whether it's like, you know, a creative design person or someone in IT coming in or a dev guy or a woman or dev woman, we ask them to do a small little task that takes like a day or two. It's like something really minor, and see how they do, how they get it back. And then from there, that's when we're like, okay, then we'll kind of engage and take the relationship to the next step.
That's smart. So where do you bring people in from? Is it like LinkedIn, Upwork, your network? Like, where do you find people?
We use Upwork. A lot is referrals and people we trust. We have some great advisors that we work with. Our growth advisor is phenomenal. He's has a huge background in Wheel and early Uber days, and he knows a lot of people. So we really go with him a lot on his referral network, instead of just going cold calling on people that we don't really know their work, because we don't have the financial luxury of making a lot of financial mistakes. So we have to be really careful and really bring on people that we trust and also have a vested interest in us.
Makes sense. So if we're going to chat again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
We are going to be at the number of patients on our operation model. I am confident with that. Our patient experience is going to be a lot more automated, and there's going to be a lot of data analytical tracking, and patients are going to be able to really be fully involved, engaged in their daily goals and their scores. That's where I really see in a year. And it makes me really excited because we have a really great plan.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's very exciting. And we're rooting for you. So somebody watching this wanted to reach out. Do you mind sharing your company website, social media handles, or just best way to get in contact with you?
Absolutely. We are femgevityhealth.com. Our social handle is at femgevity. You could go on our website. You can live chat, text us, email us. You could find me on LinkedIn, Michelle Wispelway, and you should have that should get it covered to reach out to us.
Awesome. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.